Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisk. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Hill moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hill moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. There goes Hairston trying to get to home. Gaetti throws to Laudner who tags Hairston for the out. Law moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Laudner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaFleur out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Viola, and towards Gaetti, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law juggles the ball. That's an error on Law. Gaetti moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaetti moves to third. Castano moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Castano scores. Mitchell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Washington moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Twins. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with Hickey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon scores. LaFleur moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Luzinski moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Terry Felton now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harbeck is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Felton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Washington applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley pinch hits for Mark Hill. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law juggles the ball. That's an error on Law. Washington scores. Brunansky moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. It's 9-4, Twins. Jesus Vega pinch hits for Randy Johnson. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is walked intentionally. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to home to get Brunansky. Harbeck moves to third. Vega moves to second. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Ward reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Vegas scores. Laudner goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Felton. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Almon scores. It's 12-5, Twins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.